The community of Yirrkala in the coastline of Arnhem Land will next week host more than 200 delegates at the 18th National Remote Indigenous Media Festival. The festival is an opportunity for media workers from remote communities across Australia to come together, learn and share ideas. Robin Rigatieri is the Finance Office Manager for the Top End Aboriginal Bush Broadcasting Association called TEBA in Darwin, who are co-hosting with the Indigenous Remote Communications Authority from Alice Springs. She gave me a rundown on what they do to support remote broadcasters and get ready for the festival.
Being a remote Indigenous media organisation, we have 29 remote communities that we look after in the top end of the Northern Territory in relation to their broadcasting hubs, which are called RIBS, and that stands for Remote Indigenous Broadcasting Services, and they have RIBS operators there, which are Indigenous people who have been trained to do radio programs, and they do them in language as well as English. Basically, what we're here for is to support them, do the maintenance on their radio equipment and keep that up and running, and train them and get their skills up to a level that they can find work.
Now, I would expect that when people are on the RIBS sites, they have to pretty much do it all themselves. Is that a fair assessment?
Most of the RIBS operators today are either paid through CDP, which is a government-funded program, or they are funded through the shires. And they get a wage. They usually work from 9 till 12 or 9 till 1. And they do all the notices and, advertisements out to the community or public, announcements. Send out, shout-outs to people for birthdays and do news and all of that. So it's a real job for them and something that's really needed in the community.
Is that the priority for a broadcaster in remote areas, is passing on that real community information?
They do have access to mainstream radio, but when you have a language-speaking broadcaster, he can actually speak to the elders and that, and obviously English isn't their first spoken language, so if they can speak to them on radio in their own language, obviously the message gets across better.
TEBA are supporting the National Remote Indigenous Media Festival in Yirrkala in Arnhem Land. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, we're really excited. It starts next Monday. It'll be full on for a whole week, and there could be anywhere from 150 to 250 people from all over Australia, from Indigenous organisations, people like Prime Minister and Cabinet, send delegates, the Community Broadcasting Foundation. You have all the other REMOs, and there's 8 REMOs around Australia, of which we're the biggest REMO in Australia.
In relation to the actual program for the festival, what kind of experiences and what kind of seminars are going on up there?
Well, they have industry forums where different people from different industries attend and give speeches about what they're doing and things that involve Indigenous people. It could be anywhere from television, radio. Actually, some of the skills workshops that are being held out there this time is digital archiving and community access, a virtual reality 360, radio journalism, music and recording workshop, how to shoot on mobile devices, sports commentary, and stop motion animation. Now, every person that's going to the festival must book into one of those courses, and it's a week-long course. So at the end of that course, they actually have a finished product at the end of the week. And then they also get to meet and talk to and network with people from other remote communities that may not have the same sort of system as them, and they do things differently. So it's a real good way of them sharing their knowledge and swapping stories and what have you, so that they can take back and tell their own people in their communities how other people do it.
One of the highlights of the whole event as well is the Remote Media Award. How do they run?
There's several groups of awards. We have the prestigious awards, and you have your Remote Media Festival Awards, like your Best Broadcaster of the Year. There's 8 of those that come from each REMO. Other awards that are sponsored by different places.
This is the 18th year of the awards. They must be held in very high esteem by the sector.
It's a coming together of Indigenous media that's so important to the Indigenous people, especially in radio and television. And Not only that, in the remote communities, anywhere in whether you're in Queensland, South Australia, the Northern Territory, Western Australia, some of those communities don't have much out there. And at least this gives them something or ownership of a little ribs unit in their community that they have people working in providing, you know, information to their people. And the other thing is that we really like to push the fact that it's something that we'd like to get the young kids coming out of school and the young kids coming up into high school, you know, from the ages of 14 to 18, getting involved in and saying that there is a chance, there is ways for you to have jobs in the community. And then when they're ready to step away from that community or go out and find more work and a better pay, they can go into a commercial radio station. They're already fully trained.
Robin Rigatieri, the Finance Office Manager for the Top End Aboriginal Bush Broadcasting Australia Association in Darwin, who are co-hosting the National Remote Indigenous Media Festival.